Hi, everyone. We're here again. Tonight is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship, and the date is February 2nd, 2013. And tonight on the Lightship, we'll have our birthday party, so everybody think of what type of dessert they may wish to have. And just thinking of Weight Watchers, but aside from that, it's probably okay. So we're here again. We have the new clearing up for the alien attacks through the Galactic Federation. And if you're interested in doing that, it's a free clearing. There's first a whole life one that you first do. And then after that, then you can do the unlimited. So it's under the alien attack removal on the left side of the website. I'll go there if you wish and see it there. It's handing out. And we'll just see if our co-host is on. Are you out there, Kathy?
Hello, Ron. Yes, I'm here. Hi, everyone. And welcome to Creation Lightship Healing here on BBS Radio Station 2. And tonight we're going to go to the Lightship. So you may want to think of specialized healing areas you would like to go to visit. And type a few of them into the fast chat for Ron, and he will escort us there as our ambassador to the Creation Lightship. And Ron tells us that since these healings are alive and in the present moment, we can't go there on our own, on an archive, for example. They only work, the healings only work during the program today, February 2nd, 2013. So if you are listening to an archive, just know that you'll be learning about the Creation Lightship and the healings that take place there and the kinds of areas there are. It's just a sampling, really, of the intensive weekends that Ron holds every month for about 48 hours every month, where we register for Creation Lightship excursions with Ron. To these same specialized healing areas for healings of our particular body parts, and especially for the alien parasites that live off of our life force energy and steal our spirit. So they're very beneficial. So enjoy the sample of tonight on the Creation Lightship. And Ron, today we got some emails at clsquestions@yahoo.com. And before I read it, would you like the listeners to send their questions to that address, clsquestions@yahoo.com tonight?
Yeah, that would be good, yes, uh-huh. So that's where we'd rather have questions, plus you can type more in there. So yeah, if you have any questions, just type it in there, and that would be the best thing for us to do. We'll monitor it probably every 10 minutes here. So back to you, Kathy.
Sure. Sure, I'll be watching it, and if you're just listening, that's clsquestions@yahoo.com, and if you're watching the fast chat that BBS provides, a very user-friendly fast chat, our moderator is typing the information you need in the fast chat, so please consult there as well. So the testimony reads that it's kind of long, so I'll kind of give a brief version. The person was listening to the program last night, Friday night, when a listener called who had symptoms of severe flu. She sounded unrecognizable, and this person could very much identify with the caller because similar thing happened where they never get sick, they never have a cold, they never get they're very careful with exposure to viruses and germs, it says, and once started doing clearings, felt some anger from an unseen source, and then next thing you know, boom, got sick like this person. It was very much unusual. So when you explained that this was the Galactic Federation attacking the caller, this person says that it all made sense. That's what happened. I couldn't figure out what happened or what alien race or what I did, or I thought maybe my angels were angry with me because I had pretty much tried to to bring them to the light and no longer listening to the angels. So I thought they were trying to betray me with this or get revenge with this severe attack of a virus. So anyway, this person is explaining that they could very much relate to what the caller went through, and perhaps others can too, and never really knew why all of a sudden they got some kind of a weird cold or odd illness or condition, you know, and it did go away eventually. And this person reports that healings occurred on many other levels, but just why this kind of a cold or a virus or attack, because it was unexplainable, but now they understand it was a Galactic Federation alien attack upon them. So right away did the clearing. They were on the 8-hour call and did the clearing today. And so we'll hopefully feel better, and we also hope that the caller feels better, too, who called last night. So, Ron, is there anything more you'd like to add about that situation with the clearing that you put up? Seemed like it was a real timely thing to do.
Yeah, it's. I don't like people getting attacked by the aliens. This is one way we can get rid of them and get rid of the ones that are causing this stuff. So, it should help a lot. Pre-clearing, tell all your friends, even the ones that like aliens, to try it. Maybe they're hooked up and they don't know it, and they may start to feel some relief. So that's kind of what I would suggest doing. Just get on there and you know, do it the first time for your whole life. And that's probably all that's needed, typically. Normally, doing it once is good enough, but sometimes they can be kind of tricky. Aside from that, do the first one, and then do the unlimited after that. And keep doing that until you feel some relief. Oh, I guess back to you, Kathy. We have a new page up on the Whole Lifetime Clearings. I'm going to just do one text change on it, from an 02 to an 01. I mean, an 01 to an 02. And on the Whole Lifetime Clearing now, we kind of separated a little bit. So, going there, you just do the first part on 01 on the drop-down box, which would be your current age. And then on the unlimited, you start at 02 and continue on with that if you choose to. And you don't have to, when you do your whole lifetime one, you do not put in, for the first time, you do not put in a problem that you're dealing with, because that's only designed after you do the unlimited. So, that's the way it works. So, unlimited people, you'd want to go into the 02 portion of that, or even more if you wanted to do different things. And then from there, go down and you could type in a problem that you're dealing with, like an emotional healing or something. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, thank you, Ron. So you're just explaining that the whole life pages are the same clearings we always had. They're just formatted a little bit different. And you explained why. Okay. Now, some people are wondering, I think we might have gotten a little ahead of some people, because this is Saturday night. We usually get a different audience. Okay, so Ron put up the Free Galactic Federation Affiliations clearing. It's on the left side under Alien Attack Removals. To people who don't know what that is, can go to creationlightship.com and go to the left side and look it up. Just click on it. You can order it for free. For zero, it says PayPal zero. So that's very nice, and we really appreciate that generous offer, Ron. And so for those who are just catching up to the program and weren't part of last night's announcements or the call or program, would you kindly just explain in short who and what is the Galactic Federation?
Well, anybody who deals with typical alien channeling through people, a lot of people are doing that now, or people who are looking for visitations or anything like this, abductions, this is all done by the Galactic Federation. Doesn't matter how they come to you, it's all the same stuff. It's in the same pool of stuff, and they're going to connect you to your agenda in the darkness. So that's the basic thing there. So, unfortunately, they're not good. And a lot of people who talk about aliens, and they talk about maybe whatever is out there, Arcturians, you know, the Greys, ladies, you know, there's all different types. It doesn't matter. They're all the same. They're all in the same pot. And can you say one is better than the other? Well, they're still in duality like you are. And so that means that they're not in the light completely, just like you are. Maybe part light and, you know, another part of darkness. And so are they, because they're talking with you. They're in true light. They would not even be communicating. They wouldn't know about darkness. Oh, they're in the same soup bowl that you're in. And that's how you have to look at it. Unfortunately, that's the way it is. So anybody who deals with these energies will and can be abducted all the time. They have a lot of problems happening in your life. So that's the whole thing I'm talking about, is to get yourself released from these energies, and this can help you. And a lot of people say, well, this is going to be good, you know, do it one time and I'm disconnected forever. Well, what about tomorrow? So you need to get rid of these things. It's up to you to keep on with what you're doing. Do the clearing more than once. And just see how you're feeling. Feel energies leave you and you're feeling yourself better. Maybe, you know, things will happen to you in your life where all of a sudden you thought you were dysfunctional, not being able to think clearly or something like that. It's because they've attacked you. So just go on to that clearing and release it. Also, the Alien Attack page is $30 a month. If you're listening and you want to do some more things, and that's also beneficial. But that's basically it. The person on the call of the February 1st, wanted to listen to an archive. Who knows when you're listening to the program on an archive now. It could be, you know, a year away from now, you know, future. Hopefully we're not going to be here, but we'll just say that that happened. So, you know, want to know what show to tune into, just tune into the February 1st show. It's a Friday, 2013, and in there we have a lady who was dealing with an illness, the flu, et cetera. Did that clearing, and her voice sounded better. So right away, the alien attacks got released from her. All of them, don't know. But whatever was causing her problems, definitely it helped her. So, your first-time listener, this show is not about aliens, it's about good aliens. I don't endorse aliens at all whatsoever. They should not be here. So you're not going to hear anything that's going to be positive toward aliens from me. Well, back to you, Kathy.
Okay, yes, it's true that the person who called, her voice did have a remarkable improvement after the first clearing. Okay, so, Ron, another question. Kent, on that Galactic Federation Affiliations clearing, would you please clarify again if you can type in other people's names and do the clearing for them?
Boy. No. No, they need to be responsible for their life. And so they need to go onto the page themselves to do it. Well, that's the way that clearing is going to work. So they need to go on there and be responsible for what's happening to them. And if they choose not to do so, then that's their privilege. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, then another question about that same clearing, the Galactic Federation Affiliation clearing. Will it free human alien hybrids?
Well,
if the hybrids had their emotional lifetime cleared.
Okay, let's start over again. So you're asking me if the person doing the clearing is an alien hybrid? Is that what you're asking? And if it would help them?
Let's say yes.
What it sounds like is that somebody wants to do clearing for hybrids for, you know, 100 people who they think are hybrids. It will not work that way if that's what you're thinking. So a person is a hybrid. Is it going to clear them from the alien races that are connected to them? I can't say one way or the other on that one. I don't know. It depends how much they got you. And typically, you know, that's a subject that could be very scary for people, understanding and knowing that they could probably be part human and part alien. That'd be a whole different show. I'd rather not even get into that energy tonight. Back to you, Kathy.
Okay, so a question just came up about relatives. It says, it seems that what some people call relatives are actually not relatives, but entities from past relatives. Your comments, please?
I don't know.
So they're not really relatives, they're entities.
Well, they have to be a physical body, too, you know. I don't know how to...
I think what the question is, it's not really your aunt or your uncle. The person that you're looking at who is your relative is really entities from deceased relatives who live in that body.
Okay, it could, yeah. Yeah, that could be true. Remember, entities body hop. If you're asking me if entities can body hop through generations, that is correct. And can they have a similar or same mannerism as somebody that you have known? Yes, that is correct, too. That's how you find out that that's happening. See somebody acting differently, and you know that this person could be like the person that you're seeing them act like, and that could be the entity, emotional body, coming into a physical body. Hopefully I answered that okay for you.
Sure.
They can even come into you and your wife or girlfriend, boyfriend, to get a baby. They want to have a baby to come into. Hello? And you have kind of like an entity child, you know. So anyway, let's skip over that one. That might be kind of freaky for some people. As how many people listening out there is or are an entity child, you know? Well, normally, I don't know, I guess most parents, after you come out, you know, and you're here and they have to live with you, most people would probably say, oh, yeah, I love my child, you know. But I would assume that sometimes, especially when if they get on drugs and stuff, they probably wish they never had you, you know, or something like that, or get into a lot of trouble. But, Did the people really want to have a baby when they did? So that's kind of what I'm talking about, and that would be an entity child. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay. I think we can see what you mean about the entity babies. another thing, can you please clarify about the clone light infusion clearing that you also offered? Generously, can that also be used? I mean, can that be used on other people?
Okay. That's what it's designed for. That is designed not for yourself, but you could use it, but it's designed for somebody that you see that you have known for a long time. Just say, cousin Henry, okay? Oh, you see, cousin Henry maybe once a month because you have to, and then all of a sudden you see him and you start talking, and this guy doesn't act like Uncle Henry. No, he doesn't remember when we went fishing or when we did this or that, and he's dressing kind of strange, walking strange, doesn't have a recall of my past with him. Oh, what does that mean? That means that the original person is now probably in a can someplace. No longer here. That body was given away, because the owner of it initially didn't know enough to protect it. And now what's in this place is a replica that would be a true clone that does not get switched out. So that's what can happen. That's about the only way to really say it. There's no way to really make it easier for people or to say it sugar-coated, because that's what happens. Oh, back to you, Kathy.
Okay, thank you for clarifying that, Ron. And a listener from last night had a question for tonight. It's about the timelines, Ron, and was wondering if they keep themselves on the CLS 2012 Earth timeline and they go looking for a job and start going on some interviews, should there be something that they know or do to help guarantee that they get on the timeline of the company they're interviewing with? Or would there be any obstacles if they're still on the 2012 Earth timeline and trying to find a job in this timeline?
Okay, the first thing is that if you're on the timeline of light, which is what the 2012 one would be, versus the ones that are coming in here going every which way, would that connection back then act with things now? May not. Very interesting. May not do that. And well, then the other part of the question would be, do I need to get on the timeline of the company that I wish to go in for, like, a job interview? I would say that would probably be correct. But the but is, what if that timeline doesn't exist here? Hey, you guys understand that, what I'm saying? What if it only exists somewhere else, like a parallel life? You choose to go on that timeline as you see it, saw something maybe in the newspaper or something, this company wanting to hire people in the Help Wanted section. And maybe that Help Wanted section is for abductions. Oh, hopefully you saw the place physically. Back to you, Kathy.
Okay, yes. So the second part of the question is, okay, the same person, should they do their psychic billboard clearing and updating for the job interview as if they were on the 2012 timeline as well?
Boy. I would think that you'd want to make your connection to the company. So I don't think that in the real timeline that was here is probably going to help you. You might try it. I don't know. Just see what the people on the fast chat think. From my own way of looking at it, it would feel like you'd be out of sync with reality here, because the timelines got so switched around and changed that you may, they're made for abductions and clones. So that's the whole thing. I would think that you may not wish to enter into that timeline, and by doing so, you know, what could happen to you? So I don't know. Very interesting. You have to try it and see. One way to look at it is that going to actually help you by doing the psychic billboard now? You know, sure, it will help to some extent, but you have to try it out yourself to see what's going on. Very interesting. I'd have a clearing that could possibly be obsolete because you don't want to get stuck into a timeline that you know nothing about. But we need to get some more input from people. If that's the case, I might just take that clearing down maybe in 6 months. We'll see what happens. I don't want to have anybody get abducted by going into a timeline, that would be of aliens only, the clones only. You don't want to go there at all. That's what we're definitely against, you know. Oh, back to you, Kathy.
Okay, Ron. It's almost time to go to the light ship. I just wanted to read a couple quick comments here on the same subject. Someone wrote here, people at work don't see me anymore. And then someone else wrote, nothing worse than being stuck in the twilight zone. And someone else wrote, lots of people have new job cans sitting on their shelf waiting to be eaten. Not good. Oh, gosh. And someone else wrote, it's hard to interface with people since the end of 2012, and other people are agreeing with that statement.
Yep, that's the sad part. You know, they should know that you're real. That's the good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Living in, a strange place with the reality around you of people that are not human. Are we talking about that at the expo? Don't get a lot of people liking that. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, I wanted to request people to start putting in their rooms if they wanted to go to particular places. Ron usually takes, I don't know, how many you want to take tonight, Ron?
Half a dozen. We'll be going to food court. So we'll get the first 16, the first six requests here.
Okay. So if everyone would like to, or just put your request in now, then I can read them, or Ron can read them, and then we'll be ready to go, Ron.
Okay, so let's first energize the light beam, everybody. The light beam on the monitor screen, just scroll down a little ways on the BBS page here, bring in some energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, there we go. And next we're going to go to the light ship, so it only works live for the people listening. If you're listening to a archive, then naturally you're going to feel the peace energy. And here we go. And you can't think your way into this one to go up there because you won't be on the light ship. So here we go. We're in there, up. Animal, pets, flowers, tree, garden, plants come in with you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we're there now. And we'll first go into the hot tub room. This is a nice place to go to, and really a lot of energizing energies there. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Next, we're going into a room that has the rainforest. And again, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That feels very, very good. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's go into one of the rooms that people are requesting here. And we're going to go into the room with the ponies. So here we go. So stronger, bring this energy in for everybody. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And the hot tub rooms are where we have detoxing. And we'll go into the green energy. I'll go in there now. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And just kind of enjoy that energy. And next we're going into another room. I want to go into where the frogs are. I miss the frogs. So here comes the frog energies. So stronger. Rest your healing. Stronger. 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 And stronger. And you're going to go into the silver waterfall room now. Then we'll go to the food court. So going in there. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. More energy, so stronger, stronger, that feels good, and stronger. Let's go to the food court, everybody. Anybody who has a birthday this month in February? And I have the wonderful cake and ice cream or dessert, whatever you choose to have. And it's up to you to choose. There's a lot of stuff there. We're in the food court, so they can make up something for you, too. And we're all there standing, waiting to get our scrumptious desserts. And right now we're doing that process of having them serve us, having it on our finger, a little piece, a little morsel there, not much as you look at it. But it's definitely filling. And going to put on our tongue, and underneath our tongue, here we go, having the first sample. And next, we're going, we have seconds here. And here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I mean, thanks. I'm going to sing happy birthday. So whoever is born in February, we're going to be having a nice birthday party for them. Oh, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Happy birthday. And now we need to leave there. And if you need seconds, just request it. We're going to go to another location, going to where the butterflies are. And this is the butterfly room. And you want to request your healing. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go into one other room here, one final room. And I think we're going to go into the room that has the wonderful oxygen. So again, request your healing. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Wow, that was pretty good. Another oxygen coming our way. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And here we go. Another room. Oxygen. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. I'm back from the light ship now. So everybody, here we come back down. Animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants are coming with us, coming down. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and we're down now. And I'll turn it back over to you, Kathy.
Well, happy birthday to all the February birthdays. It was nice celebrating with you. I can't see the celebration like some of you can, but for some reason, when Ron started talking about the cakes, my mouth started watering. I wonder if anybody else's did, because some people said they really liked their chocolate cake, and they tasted certain things, and they asked for pumpkin pie and got it, and it's just incredible. So very nice that we could have this excursion with you, Ron. Thank you very much. A lot of healing takes place on the Creation Light Ship, and this is a sample healing of what Ron does on the 8-hour intensive that he holds every month. The beginning of the intensives was today, Saturday, and then they will continue on tomorrow, the 3rd, and then the 17th, and then the last Sunday in February is the 24th, will be the last one. In the meantime, Ron will be going to be a speaker and have the Creation Lightship booth with the Healing Light Infusion Chamber at the Conscious Life Expo, beginning Friday the 8th until the 11th. And he'll have 2 free workshops during that time and a presentation, and then a special post-conference presentation on Monday the 11th. Ron, can I read the title of that presentation for the VBS listeners?
Yeah, that's fine, sure.
It's called Stargates, Timelines, Cloning, and You. It's from 3 o'clock to 5:30 at the Los Angeles Airport Hilton Hotel, where the expo is going to be. And it's about, the first part of it says, are extraterrestrials deliberately modifying our planet? Are we being physically altered too? So attend the special workshop, find out, get the facts, plus sound solutions and true healing. So, Ron, would you like to talk about that workshop a little bit and the expo?
Well, it'll be interesting. We'll have people come up to the front to have other people see how they look when they get decloned. We'll probably be doing some flowers there. Naturally, they have flowers all the times at the expo. Be doing people, be doing different body locations. It'll be a lot of fun. So, it's going to be a workshop that also be giving away a $100 discount ticket, a coupon in a sense for it, to discount the healing on the website. So if you come to it, you can have that also. So it'll be quite interesting. All the ones that I do normally are a lot of fun. And they kind of have a way of catering to the group and also what needs to be done for the healing processes for people. So back to you, Kathy.
Well, Ron, we wish you a very successful trip. We know it's going to be pretty interesting, and you're the speaker that I'm sure our dedicated group of listeners will be going to see and hear. A lot of people do come from near and far to meet Ron and witness the healings, the marvelous healings and the decloning in the workshops, as well as sit in the light infusion chamber. Somebody wrote here in the fast chat, Ron sure is a busy guy. And it's so true. So we really appreciate all you do and wish you a very good trip in Los Angeles. So I think we had a beep during the light ship visit or maybe right after, and perhaps there's a caller holding. If so, thank you for waiting, and please go ahead and state your name and question for Ron if there's a caller.
Hello, hi, my name is Sam. Hi, Ron and Kathy.
Hi.
My question is about the free decloning infusion healing that you can request.
Yeah, that's for people that you have seen that are looking different than what they did a couple of months ago. These are people that you physically know. Because, see, a lot of people out there have friends and they don't even act the same any longer. And so all of a sudden you go, wow, this is really sad. Or maybe it freaks you out because these people don't even relate to you anymore. So this is a way to make their cloned body brand new again with light. So there'll be a light, it'll have a spirit in them and a spirit in the body in place of a artificial intelligent robotic program created by the alien somewhere that looks like them. So that's what the clearing is for. For people that you physically know. Yes, go ahead.
Do you have to have their picture if you're using the computer to do the healing? Or
You could put their picture up in front or just enter their name in. So you're going to know the person because it's a person that you physically know. And then you want to send me an email, as how they're doing, maybe in a few days or a week, to let me know how this clearing is working for you and for them. As you see them change,
human again. What if you do it and the person isn't a clone; they were just cloned out instead, and would it have a negative effect on them if they weren't actually a clone, but they were cloned out or something like that?
Well, if they're cloned out, they're a clone. Everybody here on this planet is cloned out every 10 minutes. Well, there can't be anything negative. You're just putting more spirit energy, more light from source energy into them. So it's not going to be detrimental. What you're doing is you're able to bring somebody, a clone of your friend, artificial intelligent body that used to look like them, that is a fabrication and making it real. They won't have any more probably programs, to go or to be controlled by the alien. So they're going to be having to learn how to live here just like probably a baby would. They're cloned. You know what you're talking about, don't you, about being cloned? Owned as an artificial intelligent life form that has programs to run it.
Yes.
Okay. So what you're doing is you're giving that clone a possibility and a great chance to come into the light. Wonderful thing.
Okay. Thank you.
And then it can use art energy in place of mind energy because it'd probably be much less tampered with. Now, as they start bringing in more energies into the clones, then they're going to start to behave much like humans. And that's probably what they're doing now. They're bringing in a lot of energies, make them like humans. I took out a lot of the alien energies coming here more recently that would have all these programs in it. A lot of the clones are basically dysfunctional. Like I talked about the other day about a person didn't know, from a person I talked to, didn't know how to give change for a $100 bill. Didn't even know what a $100 bill was. So you can imagine most cashiers probably would not see one. They were going to probably see maybe 20s at the highest, but maybe 50s, but 100. It didn't make any sense to them. They didn't know what a $100 bill was.
Okay.
Didn't know how to give change for it. It looked like a piece of paper. They didn't see that as currency. So that'll
probably
be corrected, I'm sure, as the alien races are listening to me now. I'll have to say, uh-oh, we made a mistake here. We didn't put the program in for a $100 bill. We better insert that into all the clones living here. Any other questions?
Well, we've all experienced that. So maybe not the $100 bill aspect, but we've all experienced probably forgetting or not knowing something that we know we're supposed to know.
Yeah, that means that who's in your place is not you.
Okay. Okay, I've had another question. Seems like my hair, I'm not sure what's going on with my hair, but it seems like I have spots in my head where it's not growing where it used to grow, and it just seems like my hair is just breaking, and I'm not sure what's wrong. I feel like it might be some type of, energy on my head or my, scalp or something, because my hair seems to be weak and not growing. The spots in my hair are kind of...
I don't know what to say. Really, do you have any ideas, Kathy, what she could do to help herself out with that? I know we have a skin misting. Ideas in your part?
Is there any type of
I had that once, too. I had that once before I knew about the Creation Light Shift Healing. But now that I do know about it, what I did was, for all my physical ailments, if you can possibly get on that body rejuvenation healing, and there's a package that covers a lot of different things, because what I learned is that one thing affects another, and you can't just really tackle one small area. It has to be, it could be a nervous system. It could be any number of things, starting with digestion all the way to your heart. It could be just anything, that affects. It's just showing up right there as a symptom. It could be endocrine.
I noticed it when actually somebody gave me like a hair product or something that they told me that they got from me specifically, and when I started using that product, that's when I started noticing that my hair was like breaking in certain spots. It wasn't growing, and so I discontinued the product. However, I'm still having the same symptoms.
Maybe you caught something from the product. That's a possibility. It doesn't relate to your body. I'd first do the skin misting, and then I'd probably get on maybe the even the body jumpstart clearing. There's something that you could do there. You have to get your emotional clearing done first to have the clearings more effective. So I'm already assuming that you have done that clearing. If you have not done the whole lifetime emotional clearing, that's what you begin with.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you
for calling. Back to you, Kathy.
Okay, and that body jumpstart clearing has a circulatory system clearing in it that really does address every function of the body. So hope to find some relief. And there's some comments on the fast chat about pets and cloning and decloning. And so I think what the concern is about the decloning that the caller mentioned is, is that really a clone acting like that, or was that just the way you are? What Ron was saying, which was good information, was that was a clone. It's not the way you really are. And for those of us with pets, if we take that free clearing Ron offered for a clone light infusion, and if you have a pet and you try it on the pet, you might be surprised at how different they become. Maybe they were sweet already, but they become sweeter and they change their personality to even a nicer cat or dog or whatever it is. And
also by the hair quality of the animal. So that's not that. And you're going to see a big difference.
Gets really soft. Yeah, it gets really, and the animal starts to feel like it has a little bit of a glow, and the plants do that as well. They kind of have a glow, and they sort of perk up. So that's just one way to see how much cloning there is. And that clearing is good for animals, plants, and people. And also, don't forget yourself. I did myself. And I feel like a new person. Well, I think we have another caller, Ron. Okay, if there's a caller, please go ahead and state your name and question for Ron.
Hi, this is Janet. Hi, Ron and Kathy. I just have a quick question. Ron, you've been talking about the pets and being handlers lately, this last couple calls. And if you just answer my question, is my present dog that I have now, Sasha, a handler?
It definitely kind of feels like that a little bit. Does the dog change personality around it?
She recently grew a like a growth on one of her eyes, you know, like it could be a camera or something or some kind of an alien implant. And because she's like attached to me, you know, I kid around and joke about how she's attached to my hip. I mean, I've had other alien animals before. You know, I know that well, maybe you can verify it or not. I know that you told me that our dog Lucy was, and that we've had a couple of cats used to, I believe, was my cat Zorro appeared under my house one day and was attached to me. I think he was a handler, too. But just now that you've been talking about it again, Kathy was just talking about doing that clearing, the new one, the clone clearing. Would that clear her of that being a handler? Because she has to be watching everything that I do, and that just is like this trigger of, okay, who else is watching too? You know, it's really kind of creepy.
Yeah, that is correct. Uh-huh. So, yeah, I would just do that clearing and just see how she changes.
Do you see that? So I am correct about that implant on her eye being something that's alien-related then?
Looks like it, yes. Uh-huh.
It is. Okay. I was really hoping for a different answer, but thanks. And thank you for that Galactic Federation clearing. I wanted to make a comment about that also because I could barely speak myself yesterday. And after you did that clearing, it was like an immediate clearing of my throat. I still have some residue left over, but it was amazing on how after you did that clearing, something just had lifted right out of my head. It was, I was actually going to call in tonight and ask what you did. All I can remember you saying last night was something about the Galactic Federation, but I'm really looking forward to running that clearing. All right. Thank you, Kathy. Thank you, Ron. Bye.
Take care, Janice. Hey. Bye.
Very
Ron,
good.
On the CLS questions at yahoo.com, some questions have come in just on the subject of the clone light infusion clearing. I guess you had offered it if they requested it on CLS questions at yahoo.com. You need to ask for it, and then Ron would like your feedback on what you experienced. So you would write to the the email address that I mentioned and that is constantly being posted in the fast chat. Ask for the clone light infusion process. And Ron, several people are asking again if you would confirm if they can use the clone light infusion process on their self, even if, you know, it was created for full clones.
Boy. It's not designed for that. It may work. It'll always add something, but I didn't design it for that particular reason. This is to help true clones out. So you could. I don't want you to really get carried away thinking that, you know, something else is happening and that you're feeling the relief, because what you probably did, if you do the clearing, you're just taking out a clone that's in you and probably getting another one coming in. So, and it may take out many clones. I don't know. But it's designed for people that are true clones. And remember, you're just being probably switched out, although you could be a true clone yourself. You need to kind of really understand what this clearing is for. It's for people that you have seen physically and talked with and dealt with, and they are acting strange now. And that typically would have happened in the last couple of months, since the 21st of December. And maybe even before that, they had some prototype models coming in, too, of people starting probably in September. And so, but mainly the people got switched out during that, whatever you want to call it, cosmic event on the 21st. And that's where the whole thing changed. And then they created a brand new timeline, disconnected all the other past timelines. That's why I told people to get on the timeline that I'm on in 2012, so that you're not going on a roller coaster ride into the beyondo, going into an alien timeline with clones. And that's why you want to stay with that other timeline. Although, by using the word timeline, it's still not politically correct, because light doesn't have a timeline, but there is a space, a location, and the now where it is. And I'm using the word timeline to make it make sense to you. Light only works in the now, so that's the way it is. So where I live, I don't live in any kind of time whatsoever. But I'm trying to get you guys to hang on to something that's real, that was here for a long time, and that got switched out. So all those timelines that were in 2012 probably all got terminated, and they're starting new ones up. And they're going to have a lot of clones on it. So that's the whole process. So hope I made sense to everybody. Back to you, Kathy.
Yes, Ron. We've talked about this a lot. And the 2012 timeline that you mentioned was the topic of the last BBS radio program of the year, December 31st. And so those who might have missed that or forgot or aren't not understanding what the 2012 timeline for CLF is about, can purchase the archive if they aren't already a subscriber to the BBS archive. Can purchase it for just that one day if you'd like, and you can listen to that archive, and it will be much more clear to you what Ron's talking about from that show forward. So then you'll get more updated. So that's a suggestion to do. Purchase that archive to get yourself caught up on the topic. So let's see. I'm not seeing too many other questions here, just some comments and comments to each other. And some announcements. So those of you who would like to join Ron on the special intensives can go to his website, creationlightship.com, and click on conference calls or weekly clearings, and there will be a whole menu selection of different conferences and prices that Ron offers during the week. And one of them is the decloning conference call. And for those who are concerned about if being switched out, or if they're going to be about their clones or their physical condition, this would be highly recommended to register for and participate in live. He holds them on, Thursday night, and they're $20, and it's a live teleconference. And Ron declones all parts of the body. It's very thorough and intense, and he goes up into the very high numbers to make sure he covers every one of us and everything. And afterwards, I know I feel a whole lot better. I feel more whole. I have more of myself back, more complete. And I can feel my body kind of vibrating during the decloning, but not so much anymore. So it does really help a lot. If you haven't experienced it, suggest that you might want to check it out. And just go to the website and look it over, look over the menu, and sign up for the online through PayPal. And you'll get a conference code, telephone number, and the access code. And they usually are held for about an hour and a half, starting at 5:30 Pacific time. Okay, so Ron, is there anything you'd like to add before we conclude?
If you want to send it to me on an email, I can put you in the light chamber. I'll print that out before the expo, which will be a week away here. So other than that, hopefully you're going to be on the 8-hour call tomorrow, in like overtime here a little bit here. So I guess we'll let you go, everybody. Back to you, Kathy. Thank you, everyone, for coming on.
The next program's on Monday, 4 p.m. Pacific.
Okie dokie. So see you later. Thanks, everybody.
Good night, everyone. Thanks, Ron.
Bye.